Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Egal ob auf Festivals, im Club oder bei dir zu Hause, wo Musik ist, ist auch Jack. Also dreh auf und genieße deinen Sommer mit Jack Daniels. Der perfekte Begleiter für all die Momente, die du mit voller Lautstärke erlebst. Am besten laut genießen. Das ist es, was Jack zu Jack macht. Jack Daniels. Jetzt entdecken. Bitte genieße verantwortungsbewusst.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, it's one of those weird shows with Frank Caliendo. And it's coming up next.
Howard Dean made national news with his excited so-called I Have a Scream speech in Iowa. Most critics panned his performance, and the press has had a field day making fun of Dr. Dean's passionate statement. We here at the Bob and Tom Show think Dean is wasting his talents with politics. We feel that his voice would be better used making beautiful music. So Frigamall Records is proud to present Howard Dean Duets. We've paired Dr. Dean with some of the finest singers and musicians in history. Artists like the Eagles.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
James Taylor.
Yes, I'm gone to
Carolina.
ZZ Top.
I've been bad. I've been good. Dallas, Texas.
Steely Dan.
Well, I crossed my own land back in Oregon.
Keep me alive.
The Beatles.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills, I'm
Dakota.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Michigan!
Led Zeppelin.
Meet him in my mind, make a new star.
We're going to California!
And of course, the incomparable Frank Sinatra.
I want to be a part of it. New York!
Howard Dean Duets, only from Frigamall Records. Just call 1-800. That's 1-800. Howard, tell them where this offer is void.
South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico, California and Texas and New York, South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan.
And every other state.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Happy to be here. Things are getting very confusing. This is what happens when guests get a little too comfortable.
Yeah, my.
All of a sudden, everyone's running around trying to do stuff for Frank Caliendo.
Not only that, I can just see people. Everyone's up here like, is he interrupting again? Yeah.
Frank Caliendo can be found on Instagram. You might have seen him on ESPN. You might have seen him on Fox Television. You might have seen him on, well, of course, Mad TV. He's doing a special tour. I'll tell you some of those dates in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Coming up, one of my favorites, comedian Greg Warren will be joining us. Ike Barinholtz from the new movie Sea Blockers.
Sure. It's just Blockers.
Blockers.
Greg Warren, I wish we could block Greg Warren.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
How about that? What a jerk.
Where's he going to sit?
I hope
right next to you.
Right in that jerk chair.
He sits. Can I switch with him and sit?
No!
I want to sit next to Chick.
No. Frank,
why not?
No.
Because.
You can.
Because you'll get nothing done then.
That's exactly
because
right.
You'll
sit over here. We'll play footsie. And,
no, because you'll be playing with Chick's toys and that'll distract
There's a
him.
Lot of stuff. What's there? Like a
fidget spinner.
Oh, he's got
albino gorilla mask. Is that what that is?
Oh, it's a dog mask. Remember the Eagles?
Show the dog mask.
Remember?
Well, this is somewhat visual.
Oh, well, you should have the VIP website because Josh and I are doing our own show over there.
Yeah, we got a little.
It's something I could Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What just happened? Two reporters were involved in a fight.
Yes.
During last Friday's game between the Cubs and the Brewers.
That's in my hometown, Milwaukee.
And as a result, one is facing felony charges.
My wow. God, what'd he do?
According to reports.
Tax evasion.
WITI TV's A, where they are working hard for you.
Yeah.
AJ Bayatpour, B-A-Y-A-T-P-O-U-R. Mm. AJ was arrested on substantial battery charges after allegedly causing significant injury to WTMJ TV reporter.
See, he's got TMJ.
TMJ there.
See? TMJ.
It makes your jaw.
Joffrey, you got no idea what we're talking about, do you?
I'm starting to understand it as you brought it up.
TMJ is like a syndrome or a disease or whatever.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, so
okay.
That's a very clever
joke. Do you know what
WTMJ
actually, it's brilliant. Mm. Did you, do you know what TMJ stands for?
What?
The Milwaukee Journal.
Oh,
that's interesting.
See, that takes all the comedy out of that, but thank you for the
observation. No, I'm not about comedy here.
He's looking at the bigger picture.
I don't understand why you think it's more important to have jokes that need to be explained than me giving out factual information. Like, it's like the difference between a cup you would get at some kind of vacation type restaurant at the Wisconsin Dells and a Bazooka Joe joke.
There you have it.
Come on.
I just got lost.
So why is he?
Anyway, WTMJ TV reporter Ben Jordan, yeah. The police report stated that the confrontation began when Bayatpour, this is AJ, I'm going to call him AJ because yeah. I don't know how to, AJ criticized Ben Jordan's co-worker, Madeline Anderson.
I thought his name was going to be Sell It Less.
Hang in. Jordan is said to have stepped in to defend Anderson, his girlfriend, and was then punched in the face. AJ has since been released from the Milwaukee County Jail on bail. Tribune Broadcasting, the parent company of WITI-TV, working hard for you, said in a statement, we're aware of the employee was involved in an altercation and we're investigating the incident. There you go. Don't talk bad
fake
about
news.
Guys.
That's what's going on. These people
thank you, Mr.
are
President.
Punching each other.
Could be.
And it's a knockout blow to the way we should be seeing this country.
Man defending his girlfriend's honor.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what turned out.
He's a hero.
Probably more interesting than the actual game. Just saying.
Cubs and the Brewers? That's probably a good.
Could be fun, yeah.
Yeah.
How was it? What happened?
Who won the game?
So obviously he didn't care.
He won the game.
My point is.
I think he just proved his point, huh? I'm on Tom's side.
Thank you very much.
Is it cool? Is it cool? Is it cool?
Back to you, Tom.
Man, this show's weird today.
I started it off. Yeah. I came in here.
I like the new Frank Galliano.
Yeah, I'm a little.
You're kind of a little more.
Yeah, it's kind of like a the word isn't gnome, but I'm kind of like causing little bits of trouble here.
Impish. Yes.
I'm kind of impish today. Mm-hmm. I'm getting into people's coffee and stuff.
Have you had
everybody except
today?
For Tom? My magical dust doesn't work on Tom.
I have to be the adult in the room.
Oh, for God's sake.
Is the bathroom fixed?
Yes, sort of.
It is. Sort of.
No.
Yeah, I fixed it. That's what I did after. I played some ping pong, and then I came and fixed toilet.
There's an issue, but it's fine.
There's an issue, but it's fine.
Well, you have
you can't have an issue and
well,
be
no,
fine.
You have to kind of hold the flushing valve down.
Yeah, that's
quite
what happened yesterday.
That's what
like
the problem
was.
That was the whole problem.
What about the ladies' room seat?
What's wrong with that?
There's no hole in it.
That's a problem. Yeah.
I think, has anybody checked the underside of the lid?
I don't lift the lid to go. That'll be a surprise to you.
Boy, that'd be funny. you should do that. Every time you walk out, leave the lid up, and everyone's going to be wondering, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, why did she do that?
What's the deal here?
Why has that become I've always asked that question. Why don't ladies leave the seat up instead of us having to put it down?
Brother, don't.
If we're using their bathroom, we put the seat down.
No, he doesn't.
Now, if it's a co-ed bathroom.
He does not put the seat
down. It's a courtesy to put it down.
Yeah, just put the seat down. It's not that hard.
Doesn't the seat have... Does it have
the seat up. It's
does
not
it have the
hard.
Full ring? Why don't you just get the one that's the U instead of the O? You know what I mean? So there's the...
What?
Space?
Yeah, the space in
so
there.
If you see a U toilet seat,
you don't lift it?
No way.
No way.
That's why there's the space there.
At your age, don't you have the bifurcated stream? Well,
but what?
You know, you got to choose.
Will you have
to choose.
Stop with that.
No, there are always.
You have
even
to choose which one goes in the toilet, the big one or
even
the little one.
A non bifurcated stream
bifurcated.
Has little shoot off dot, like drops, like a comet shooting through space.
It when, is like a comet.
Yeah.
When Josh goes, it's like a water wiggle.
Poor Josh. No, what have you done?
I've always been a sprayer, so I've never had.
But you're a grower, not a shower, and a sprayer.
Okay. Yeah, a sprayer, not a sayer.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means. Could we move on?
No.
After becoming
great.
The most watched YouTube video ever.
Oh, no.
This one?
Oh, for God's sake, what's wrong with you?
I've got to get this.
Maybe it's El DeBarge.
Despacito. Why are you playing 18 things at once?
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído.
Can we turn it down?
Yeah, that's
a great song. It's great.
That sounds like any generic Muzak at any Mexican restaurant I've ever been to.
Wow,
it was temporarily deleted by hackers. The video recently reached 5 billion views before it disappeared days later. Several other artists, including Shakira, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, and Drake, were also targeted by the hackers. Despacito has since been reinstated with the same number of views it had before the hack.
So the hack did nothing. This is barely news.
What do you have against this song? It's a great song.
I mean, there's truth to that. There's big truth to that.
I know who did it, obviously.
Who?
That guy, Psy.
Oh.
If you play.
If. You think there's an if in this?
He's got his finger on it right now, laughing like a lunatic.
You know who Psy is, don't you?
No. Yeah.
Open Gangnam Style.
There he goes.
Of course he did.
And once again, if you haven't seen the YouTube video where Psy is at Dodger Stadium and Tommy Lasorda is sitting watching Psy dance, it's the funniest thing in the history of the
Tommy
world.
Tommy Lasorda, can you imagine what's running through his head?
You're like, who is this?
Where am I?
Yeah, that's not far from the truth. Tommy Lasorda introduced himself to me 5 times in 20 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, hi, I'm Tommy Lasorda.
Like you'd forget his name? Or he was forgetting his own name?
He just forgot.
That's just sad, okay?
Oh, he's a great guy.
How dare you mock Gangnam Style, Despacito, and Tommy Lasorda
if
in
you
the
want
same
a
break.
Song like it's called Certamente by Madra Blue. That's a good song.
May I hear
Despacito
that?
Was
I'm
a great
for
song.
Some music for a dance.
For a dance? I don't know if it's kind of a groove. It's not really a dancing song.
Could you do?
I lean toward grooves instead of dancing songs. Oh. Do you have Certamente over there?
No, of course I don't.
Of course, it's certain.
Ooh, what about Opa Griswold style?
Opa Gangnam style.
Ooh, I like that idea.
I do too.
What a piece of trash.
That would have been the funniest bit of 2010.
Yes. I tried to do Opa Gruden style. I tried to do that at ESPN, but they wouldn't buy the music. The music was astronomical.
Did you see the episode of Saturday Night Live when that Gangnam Style was at its absolute height? This guy surprised and came out live. God, was that funny.
Why do you like that song so much?
Yeah, what's wrong
with you?
That,
it's stupid.
It's so well written.
No, it's
ridiculous.
It's
tremendous.
It's hilarious. The horsey dance.
Hello There is funnier than that.
Oh, God, please.
You mean...
Hello There is funnier.
Hello there, hello there.
Get ready, Frank.
Hello there.
My point.
Everywhere we go, we say hello there. Hello there.
Notice how Frank didn't play along with
no, no,
little
you know
game.
Why I didn't? Because I got tweets yesterday, people saying, could you tell him to stop doing that?
I know. Yeah. We get them every day.
And that's why he does it more. They don't understand.
Okay, the humorless. They're loving the tweet. Fine. What's this? It's the strawberry letter 23.
This is Certamente.
Yeah, it's too slow. I can't use that.
Could you not play it through your phone?
Sorry.
Is that incidental music from CSI? Like where they're showing establishing shots of the stratosphere.
Yes, that's how boring that is. Okay, we've established it. None of you have any taste. Okay, I'm sorry. So Despacito.
When's Warren get here? A buddy of mine. Yeah.
Despacito pulled from YouTube, but it's back.
It's back. Everything's fine.
Yeah, hackers got into YouTube videos yesterday.
Is the video particularly interesting?
I have not seen it.
I just think it's a great song. I think it's super catchy.
I bet it's
no, it's very catchy.
Do you like the Justin Bieber one?
Yeah, they're both great.
Yeah.
It's not my cup
of tea. I love catchy songs. That's not catchy.
You don't think?
You know what? It does not stand out enough from other songs like it.
It's the most viewed show in the history, so it must be catchy to somebody.
I guess.
Either that or there are boobs in the video, or it's got something that's appealing to eight-year-olds who watch it 15 times a day.
Are there puppets in it?
Are there puppets in it?
Well, if there are puppets in it, it'd be even bigger.
Maybe the kids like the puppets. You like a puppet, Frank?
You like a big-boobed puppet? You know, a combination of the...
You like a nude puppet, like a sex puppet, like a sex doll, like something you have sex with?
You like Frank? Puppet porn, you Frank? Like
gladiator puppets, Frank?
Oh,
you ever
wow.
seen a grown puppet naked?
This is a new...
You like puppet porn?
This is a new thing we're doing, Frank. We have a guest here.
Puppet
don't
porn,
let them,
did you say?
It's Josh and Chick peppering the guest with questions.
I'm Googling... Well, I'm
we
duck, duck,
do this
going.
If you move my hand.
Time to move on. What else have you got, Christy?
Well, we have a sad note. We have some other music. This is the Staple Singers.
What?
I think you have a Staple
no.
Singers song, right?
Who? Oh. Which one? Mavis?
No. Oh. Respect Yourself or I'll Take Some. Oh. Yeah.
This is a groove.
Now you're
this is a great song.
This is a great song.
My favorite story about this song is Paul Simon.
We love you, Frank.
Paul Simon heard the Staple Singers, and he said, I want that black rhythm background that's in the Staple Singers. I want that on my next record. And it's the White Southern Boys from Muscle Shoals. That's who it is. Simon was way off.
Huh. Yvonne Staples has passed away at the age of 80.
Oh.
She died yesterday at her home in Chicago.
Listen to that.
Mavis. A documentary about Mavis.
Mavis is
a
star, but Yvonne also.
And Yvonne is in the documentary.
That is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great
stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. So.
Also, she founded Staples, the office supply store.
I did not know that.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. That's why she was so busy. You didn't hear much about her.
Right.
She put
that's right.
Mavis up front because she was busy selling mm-hmm. notebooks. Got it.
Okay. She invented the stapler.
That is true. Also,
start at the beginning.
Right.
Here, of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the staple gun.
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne had a keen business sense. Actually, this is no. I'm not making this up. She was actually Mavis's road manager.
Oh, have you ever used a staple gun, Christy?
No, I have not.
If you're on a job site using a staple gun, chick knows this. It takes about, what, 60 seconds when you figure out, wait a second.
If that long.
If I pull this flange back, I can shoot staples.
I don't think
friends.
The staple guns have, like, a safety flange on them. I think
sure, you got to push
not the ones my buddy and I used to shoot staples into our legs.
It's hilarious.
Why did I think you were going to say staple our penis to our legs?
Oh, geez. Yeah,
you stapled a penis to another penis? Is that what you did?
We did, yeah. Yeah, he took his penis and I took mine and we stapled them together.
That's crazy.
I did that once. God, that I hurt my knee.
And then we clotheslined people.
Hey, the good news, we've lost Frank Caliendo. He's on Instagram again.
No, I was looking something up to see if I could research for a joke, and I can't.
Puppet porn?
Yeah. I'm trying to get a little more into
the
it.
Puppet porn.
What are you so afraid of?
He likes puppets. You know that.
Yeah, sorry. I do, too.
He doesn't want to know that puppets have sex.
Where do you think baby puppets come from? Okay?
Quit being such
really?
A prude.
Yes. Puppets have sex.
First of all, they can't because the strings would get caught with each other.
That's not true.
Well, those are marionettes.
Yeah,
those aren't puppets.
Yeah, I'm not talking about those
that's
creepy
bondage.
Things.
That's bondage. The bondage.
Bondage.
That's the bondage
really
of the puppet world right there.
I don't know what's happening, but I love today's show.
Did you get that marionette?
Do you want to hear some Tommy Lasorda?
Sure.
Heck yeah.
No,
is this the Hall of Fame speech?
Yes. Do you want to introduce this?
Maybe. Tommy, of course, is known in Major League Baseball history for being a great manager, winning a world championship, and also... working in profanity the way other artists work in oils, painting a tapestry. Some say there's a tapestry of curse words hanging over Dodger Stadium that Tommy Lasorda put up
but
there.
This is the Hall of Fame.
Yes, the Hall of Fame speech.
Okay, yes. Mr. Tommy Lasorda, ladies and gentlemen.
The Hall of Fame is eternity, and I thank God for all of it, and I feel that it won't be too long that my mother will be shaking me and saying, God, wake up, Tommy. It's time to go to f***ing school. I am living a f***ing dream.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, that audience is stunned.
Yeah.
That's real?
No.
Frank, let me tell you something. Anything you see or hear, it can be faked.
I love the fact that Tommy cusses because of his mom.
Yeah,
how to cuss.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a.
He was famous for, he's a famous talker.
Slim Fast.
Yeah. Slim sure. Fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He used to go to the mound just to tell the pitcher, hey, by the way, I'm friends with Frank Sinatra. Then he'd go back to the
mound. Wouldn't you? If I were friends with Frank, I would
Heck
tell
yeah.
everyone.
Absolutely.
Are you a big Sinatra fan, Frank?
Yeah,
you're not a big music guy.
I know. I know a little Sinatra.
You ever been to his house? Because you live in Arizona. You ever go to Palm Springs, see Frank's house?
Yeah. I've been invited a few times.
You notice the news when I went there, you walk in the foyer of Frank's house.
Yeah.
And he has pictures of himself with the owner of every Italian restaurant in New Jersey. Just right there. It's kind of an honor.
It's very nice.
Barely Frank's ever been to any Italian restaurants in Hoboken.
I don't get it.
Christy Lee, what have you got?
In India, a huge crowd flocked to watch a religious leader not staple his penis to his leg, but pull a car.
With his penis?
Yep.
Another one?
Yep. The monk, who goes by the name Penis Baba, can be seen fiddling under his robes while he apparently attaches a rope to his private parts.
Oh, what religion is this?
The white rope is tied to a car, and the monk staggers backwards, pulling the vehicle around 100 feet. Well, it's in India, Tom.
What? We get these stories all the time.
It's the same
these
guy. I think it's the same guy.
The last guy pulled a bus.
Penis Baba.
I really think it's the same guy.
I mean, how do you tell your kids, hey, we're going to go to church? Yeah, Penis Baba's speaking today. That's going to be...
Yeah.
No one's going to believe you.
Better Plus, than... I don't... They wear robes.
There's the thing.
Yeah, and then they tie it. They supposedly tie it. Right. I'd like to know what's actually...
We're going to do this. Let me see it attached to the penis.
Put the car in park. Put the parking brake on, let them pull the car, then I'm impressed.
That's a show, huh?
Yeah.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Mic drop.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Former U.S. Navy SEAL Mike Ridley.
Uncovering truth with the heroes who live to tell it.
I've been shot at, blown up, you name it.
Yeah, when you go to the sound of the guns.
It's weird. I mean, I've had so many near-death experiences.
What if the units took a guy out back and shot him?
Bam, you're gone.
I would choose to do what frogmen do. That's what I chose, and it's what I would choose again.
Mic drop. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.